Ladies and gentlemen, the Epic Film Guys Podcast.
Start recording again, I guess.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, I gotta talk about the end of Blue. I dropped a... Alright, go ahead and sound check me whenever you're ready.
Fuck you, Michael. You're a fucking piece of shit. Remember when Caleb fucking sang me a song for his mic check?
Oh my god, that was fucking hilarious. I was dying on the way home from work because I was listening to that. Oh my god, I was pissing myself laughing. Oh my god.
I just kind of sat there in awe. I was like, is this actually happening right now? I can't believe... He's playing a fucking song.
If you guys ever did decide to abandon that whole Netflix and Swill thing, you guys would just do a bitchin' fucking comedy show too. This is fucking hilarious.
Also, do you like us shitting on you for liking Amy Schumer?
That's what we do.
I know, but I'm just saying we shit on you because you like Amy Schumer because you suck and you're an idiot.
Alright, we are going to be live again in 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for sticking with us here on the final Epic Film Guys podcast of 2016. Dan, thank you once again for joining me here tonight.
And it's not like I had anything better to do, so
that
you're
is
welcome.
Very, very true. We're going to go ahead and jump over into your thoughts on Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some upcoming changes in the Epic Film Guys podcast. La 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 la.
Insert Dan shitting on Rogue One here.
I'm going to just put a lot of diarrhea sounds in there behind it, I think. I did want to move into your airing of grievances against Rogue One. I'll just give you the floor for a couple of minutes here. He's already warming his hands up. Now, I did say to our friends over at In Session Film, I got the chance to listen to their review today, and JD and Brendan were very middling on the film. I think JD rated it a C+, and Brendan gave it a B-, you know, very middle of the road kind of grades. And so I had a remark, you know, in every other negative review that I've listened to, or pseudo-negative review, is essentially, the reviews for the film boil down like this. How much do the first two acts hurt the third act? And I think even in our review, which was generally very positive for everybody involved in the roundtable, I think the first two acts were definitely weak in a lot of aspects, but the third act was so big and so good that it overshadowed them. So, yeah, go ahead and just take a couple minutes here and let us know how you felt, Dan.
Okay, well, to flip your argument, it's not so much how bad were the first two arcs that drug down the score of, you know, the third act. It is how good is the third act that it can salvage the shit pile that was the first two acts of the movie. Because
Fair
let's
point.
Be honest here, what fucking happened in the first two acts of the movie? You went around to about... what, four different planets? Like all it did was just...
There was no way it was only four.
Who knows? But, like, all you did throughout the movie was planet hop until the final act, in which case you're focused on one planet, you have a space battle, and you have a land battle. And that's it. And that's all they let you focus on, with the exception of trying to get the Death Star plans beamed up to the command ship. So, I mean, the third act is just good. I don't think it's mind-blowingly great. I don't think it's like the best thing I've ever seen. Like when you came out of the theaters, you posted on Facebook, I think, that you said that the third act was the most incredible thing you've seen from Star Wars. And I don't...
It's up there for me. Up there.
I don't feel like that. I still feel like the lightsaber battle between Luke and Vader in 6 is like the pinnacle for me.
Greatest moment in Star Wars. Absolutely. The Death Star scenes, and I've maintained that even last year in our Star Wars episodes, the mm-hmm. best Star Wars is on the Death Star and the space battle surrounding the second Death Star in Return mm-hmm. of the Jedi. It's just that we won't talk about Ewoks, so go ahead.
So, yeah, this was just, you know, good. The third act was just good. And so the problem now lies with how bad are the first two acts, and the answer is very bad. I mean, you're planet hopping, so you're not really getting like a good sense of the landscape. I mean, Jedha is about the only real planet of substance that you land on. I mean, they go to Yavin 4, which is just like another nostalgia boner tick. But like, what? Like, I wish I would have known what Jyn Erso did to be imprisoned. Like, that would have been nice. I mean, I guess yeah,
these
they decided
characters needed a lot more backstory, a lot, like, and not even necessarily backstory, but development. And it's something mm-hmm. that I kind of harp on endlessly in terms of film. Development doesn't mean backstory. Development just means investing you in the character in the moment in the film. And I don't think this film had enough of those moments. You had a few. You had a scarce mm-hmm. few. But most of the dialogue, and JD and Brendan also pointed this out over on In Session Film, but most of the dialogue, especially in the first two acts, it's just very expositional. It's just yep. meant to push the plot along, and I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, like you said, none of a lot of the characters have development. Like, I don't see, like, other than Diego Luna shooting some, and I don't fucking care about what his character's name is. You know, if you listen to our podcast, you know that we just call people by their actors' names. So, fuck it. Diego Luna, like, what? Like, he just shot a guy at the beginning of the movie, like, I did bad things, I'm not a good person. It's like, okay, you shot one guy who was probably a scumbag anyway, so I mean, what do you mean you're a bad person? I don't understand. It's like, no one got development. Like, fucking Forrest Whitaker, what did
criminally
he do
abused.
Other than just be like, I am here and I talk like this for some reason, and I have an inhaler that will snap back onto my armored suit at a really dramatic moment, and music will play in the background. What the fuck was that, man? Did the first time he's on screen and he's like, he takes this like awkwardly long deep breath from his inhaler,
yeah,
and then it snaps back.
That was something that Justin and Brian both mentioned that in the roundtable as well. Just that excruciatingly long scene of him breathing. It's like,
well it's not
okay.
It's not only that, but when it snaps back onto his chest, there's like a little note that goes, what? And
yeah.
It's like, what are you, is that dramatic? Are you trying to be dramatic here when he's just breathing?
Could probably throw that okay. one right at Giacchino's feet. That's got to be probably Giacchino to blame there, but.
sure, whatever you want to do with that. So, I mean, like, yeah, he doesn't get anything. Like, I don't get anything out of Saw Gerrera. It's just whatever. Like, Saw Gerrera is just there to move the plot along. Again. Like, it's the first two acts of the movie. Everything is there to just continue the plot moving. Then you get to Mads Mikkelsen, who is criminally underused in this fucking movie. You get him for about, what, 5 minutes at the beginning of the movie, and that's it? Like, he doesn't really do much when he dies. So I'm sorry, spoiler alerts for that. But God forbid if we had any, like, real kind of Jyn Erso wanting to be part of the rebellion other than, you know, trying to avenge her father. Sure. I mean, I don't know. Like, there's just
I only give that one
much...
a pass because Star Wars is so much about that family relationship, especially in terms of, you know, the sons redeeming the fathers, or in this case, daughters redeeming the fathers and things like that. So I kind of let that one have a little bit of a pass. And I'll be 100% honest here. And you had mentioned this over on the Facebook page when you were talking about our ratings of the film that, you know, is it because the third act is so good, or is it because it's such a good Star Wars third act? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's definitely the latter. It definitely, in terms of capturing the feeling of Star Wars, in terms of capturing the overarching just tension of this sequence of events where they have to get these planes and they have to get them uploaded because this is the fucking weapon that can level planets. And
right.
even knowing what's going to happen, the way that Edwards was still able to ratchet up the tension over and over and over, I thought that that worked extremely well. But yeah, it's exactly because it felt the most Star Wars-y to me. You know, and it in terms of that, I think it was a fantastic action scene anyway. Like, the way that Edwards uses scale is just brilliant. And the way that he kept it on the ground, it just really made like the AT-ATs looked bigger than they've ever looked. You know, just because of the perspective you're looking at them from, because you're not shooting them the way they shot them on Empire Strikes Back back in 1980. So, you know, I think all that worked fantastically well. But yeah, that absolutely played a part in my rating 100%. So you coming into it, you know, you're not the Star Wars guy, so you don't have that attachment to it. So you get to give it a much more kind of blunt, this is exactly how I felt about a reaction with all that nostalgia kind of pulled out, which I think is an interesting perspective, though. I think it's definitely a valid perspective as well.
And I mean, like, that's going to probably blow some people's minds. It's like, oh my God, someone doesn't like Star Wars. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm just a different person. Like, Star Wars wasn't something I was raised on, so it wasn't like I was shown the original trilogy when I was old enough to understand movies. It was just, I just kind of did my own thing. Like, my family was just kind of like, all right, you can kind of grow up however you want, and therefore I like Pokemon and Pokemon. But I do want to hit some positives, because, you know, as much as I want to shit on the first two-thirds of the movie, I really liked K2SO. I think that's what his name was, the robot's name.
Alan Tudyk's character,
I mean, that was, like, I was watching the movie with your bitter rival, Corey, and he said, he was like, I leaned over to him, like,
fucking hate Dead Snow. Fuck you, Corey.
He's not going to listen to the show.
Fuck you, Pikel. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, Corey doesn't even listen to my show, so, I mean, there's no way he's listening to your show.
Did he even listen to the episode of your show that he was on?
No.
Wow.
No, he's like, I was on the show. Why don't I even listen to it? I was like, Jesus Christ. I fucking hate
him. God, is he worse than Bill now?
No.
Yeah, not yet.
Because at least Corey's enjoyable to be around. But yeah, I leaned over to him like, if any character lives, if it's fucking K2SO, holy shit, do they have fucking money off this guy. But, you know, of course, it's everyone dies because, you know, everyone has to die. Donnie Yen, awesome character, loved it. You know, I totally buy into a guy who is a force enthusiast and, you know, doesn't use the force. I'm all about that life. Like, you know, it was good to not see a Jedi in a fucking Star Wars movie for once. I really appreciated not having one of the most OP pieces of shit ever on screen. And finally, the Vader scene at the very end was fucking crazy. Like, it was, like, you got so much tension out of that. Like, that, like, it, when you're talking about the tension, to me, it just shrinks down to that, what, 1 minute segment there?
Yeah, easily.
Where it's like, holy shit, here's Vader, he's eviscerating these people, are they gonna get in the plans? And I'm like, I've seen episode 4, I know he's gonna get the plans, but holy shit, how does he get the plans?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you talk about, when you talk about tension, that's the scene I think of. It's not that whole battle of Scarif? Is that the
Scarif
planet?
Yeah.
It's not the whole battle of Scarif. It's that 1 minute segment of Darth Vader ripping through rebels.
That really sums up the tension that was built so perfectly throughout that whole thing perfectly, because you finally get this moment of elation where she realizes that the plans have been uploaded, and then of course she and Cassian die and everybody else is dead down on the planet from the Death Star firing, and now you're seeing this little weird looking disc thing be passed from rebel to rebel as Vader just mows the fuck through everybody. And yeah, what a fantastic sequence. I have not spoken to a single person who, even if they were middling on the film, just was not absolutely blown away by that scene. So I absolutely love that.
I will take one more fat wet shit on this movie, and it is that the scene with director Krennic, myself, and Darth Vader in the middle of the film was, honest to God, the worst thing I've ever fucking seen. Like, that scene was just terrible. Like, I hated everything.
Why?
Because I
completely fucking disagree with that.
Well, first of all,
all the rest of your criticisms, but I will take very big exception to that one.
I understand your appreciation for the hubris of director Krennic being like, fuck you, Vader, I have a Death Star. And it's just like, I'm Darth Vader, and I'm going to pull out a pun for no fucking reason. Like, that, him just being like, don't choke on your aspirations, director Krennic, was like, dude, fuck yourself. Are you kidding me? Who wrote that? Who the fuck wrote that line? That took me completely out of the scene and completely ruined it for me. Him just be like, I'm going to force choke you, and now I tell a pun. Ha 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 ha. Fuck you.
I hate you. Fuck you, Pykel. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck you, whoever wrote that fucking line. You're a fucking piece of shit. Otherwise, the scene was fine, but as soon as he puns himself, I'm like, God, fuck this scene. This is useless. What a useless scene this was.
Hoo-wee.
Because that's the thing about Vader. He doesn't fucking tell puns. He just does the scene at the end of the movie where he just obliterates people. That's it. That's what he should be doing. He should be fucking force choking someone and be like, ha, 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 choke, ha, 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 ha. Fuck you.
All right. Well, fair enough. And I think, and actually, I'm going to actually move this to the second segment because it went longer than I thought it was going to. But so... all right, so, and yes, thank you very much, Dan, for your thoughts on Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
5 out of 10. Don't believe Andor's lies.
I'm Captain Bash.
I'm Captain Bash from Dalmasca.
Hello.
I've literally only seen the first 30 minutes of that game.
Hey, being Buckethead.
Played. I know Hello. Nothing else about Final Fantasy 12, and fuck, I don't care. That's all I need to know is memes.
Oh my god, fuck you, Vaughn. I'm a sky pirate. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you, Vaughn. You're a fucking piece of shit.
Hamster and butt world news. Now weather.
Oh my god, all of you have loved ones, all of them can be brought back, all of them can be taken away.
Keep Summer safe.
Oh my god, that was so fucking fucked up.
What a fucking masterpiece of an episode.
Oh my god, that was fucking Daddy? Hilarious.
Daddy?
Oh my god. I still just love that it's Stephen Colbert that does the voice of, like, the Rick inside of the the miniverse. Oh my god.
I think he also did another voice in another episode. I could be wrong, though.
He may have. I love that he does voiceover work for stuff. I was so glad that when they finally got him back for Venture Brothers.
Oh, did they?
He's in the, I don't know if they got him in the latest season, but I know he was in that Welcome to Gargantua 2, that like movie length kind of huge episode that was in between seasons 5 and 6, I want to say.
Oh.
Or no, 6 and 7 maybe. Mm. But yeah, he actually returned to voice Professor Impossible in that.
Well, it was like when he returned to voice, the hell was his name, in Harvey Birdman. Like they killed off his character because he was going off to be like a big star, and then they brought him back for one episode, for the final episode of Harvey Birdman. And it's just he got hit, so he like dies by being hit by a bus. So like when it cuts back to him after all these, like after like a season or whatever, he's still on the fucking front of the bus, just like fucking spouting nonsense as always. Like it was fucking hilarious. And eventually the bus fucking runs over Harvey Birdman, and that's how the show ends. Poor Gary Cole. It's not like he hasn't gone on to have a great career doing other stuff.
Are you considering abandoning Rick using his own portal gun? In bird culture, this is what we call a dick move.
is this bird seed?
I forget what Birdman says. He's like, I don't know what humans eat.
That is random debris from my carpet. I don't know what humans eat.
You know what this human eats?
Don't be gross, Tammy.
Bird dick.
Tammy, gross.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, God, do we hate Tammy.
Especially now, yes. Fucking idiot Tammy.
We're just filling blooper dead space right now.
I know. I'm gonna be disappointing Caleb here if I don't do at least 10 minutes of Rick and Morty. That's exactly how much time it was on his episode.
Oh my god. Yeah, we just literally like just went off on so many fucking tangents.
The first 5 minutes and the last 10 in the last 5 minutes were just fucking Rick and Morty, because you were just like, I don't feel like ending this episode. I also don't feel like beginning this episode.
Yeah, fuck it. It could suck a dick. A fat porcelain dick.
Sir, you're gonna want to see this. Should I destroy it? No. Or should I tell the people? No. Destroy it. We will remember him as the jelly bean he was, as we thought he was, not the jelly bean he is.
We'll get more from the idea he represented, than the jelly bean he really was.
Jesus Christ, what a fucking heavy ass ending, dude. Jesus Christ. It's too bad Jared Fogel didn't kill himself, because then... Jared, that could have been your ending, dude. You could have been a hero to all people losing weight. Instead, you're in fucking jail for being a child diddler.
Imagine how much weight he would have lost if he was dead.
All right, you want to get into changes so you can actually remember what the fucking changes are?
Fuck you, Pykele. You're a fucking piece of shit.
Hey, quit talking, Pykele. Can you believe this, everybody? His parents were planning for him. Gave him an old name. Called him Michael. And they're like, oh, shit. Well, fuck it. Call him Pykele.
Why don't they just film them at two separate times?
Well, Summer, you don't know how much money that saves production.
Oh my god, look, it's that girl with the shit all over her face, like Worf from Star Trek.
Oh my god, it is that girl from Star Trek. How did she get there? How did she get there? Is that something we should be worried about?
Then just stay away from the coffee machine. Oh my god!
I really wish that was the actual read where Rick's just like, "Yeah, I'm gonna sort of listen to what Morty said." Just be like, "Yeah, that is the chick from Star Trek." Yeah.
Fuck you, Pykele.
Fuck you, Nick.
Ouch.
What the hell's his name? Oh, that's it. Welcome to the Personal Space Show. I'm your host, Philip Jacobs. And boy, do I like my personal space. And let's get stepped up personal space.
Who's around me here in my personal space?
Give me one personal space. Two personal space. Three personal space. Four.
Get out of my personal space.
Five. Keep away from that personal space. Six. Don't get near my personal space. Seven.
Oh my god.
Go away from my personal space. Eight. Just stay away from that personal space. Nine. Personal space.
Oh.
Man versus car. It's a man
versus a regular old car. Tonight,
Michael Jenkins versus a regular old car. All right, and go. All right, he's getting some push. He's trying to fight that car, but the car's got some push back. Oh, wait, hey, Michael's fighting back. Oh no, he just got ran over by the car, and when the car wins. Yeah. Wait, when the car wins every time.
Oh my god.
Nick, I need you to understand that I have a couple of eye holes.
Oh, I have this many eye holes.
Oh my god, you have eight eye holes. Oh, I'm looking through your eye holes. Oh.
Get up on out of here with my eye hole.
I'm the eye hole.
Man.
I'm the only one who's allowed to have eye holes. Bah. Get up on out of here with my eye holes. Eye holes. Get them today.
Oh my god. All right, let's go back in here. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2 Eat some fucking shit, you stupid fucking bitch.
Nah, just kidding.
All right. As we mentioned earlier on the show, we are going to have a number of changes that are coming to the Epic Film Guys podcast. And
but Nick, I don't like changes. What if I'm a person that doesn't like changes?
Well, Dan, go fuck yourself. there isn't even a set of fucking rails for this episode.
We're not
driving a freight train through the fucking sand.
Dude, have you listened to any of our episodes and how we have no rails for that? I've dragged that over to this show and I've now hijacked it.
Damn it. You, sir, are worse than Hitler.
It's peanut butter square hula time.
Just roll the dice, spin 100, and win a hand job from Jerry Masters. It's Jaxie and Fruit Pound.
Take off your top and get killed by Greg Kinnear. All right.
Beverly, can I see you in my ready room?
Changes, go. Stop letting me distract you.
Oh, my God.
Get some rails.
All right. And as we discussed earlier, Dan, on the show, we are going to have a number of changes coming here to the Epic Film Guys podcast as we roll into 2017. And you know what? The first of the changes that I want to discuss, this is actually something that I did today, a little Christmas present to the Epic Film Guys podcast in lieu of some special events that are going to be coming up in the near future. I can't do it. So I've just got to play this song. Actually, I don't want to fucking... Okay. So I can't say it any better than it's already been said from one of the greatest comedies of all time, at least in my opinion. No, fuck. Yeah, nothing works.
What are you trying to do? I can help you. Just give me ideas.
God. I'm so fucking discombobulated from this fucking ham-fisted shit fest of an episode.
You're welcome. Nick, what are you trying to do? Let me help you. Let me... Just accept me into your life, Nick. Just let me do things for you.
Oh my god, are you friends with him? You know he eats his own shit, right? That's what we should say about Bill. Whenever anybody's talking to him. Oh my god.
Holy shit, someone needs to get married that I can actually be invited to their wedding because fuck Jim and Cassie. I'm not going to be invited to their wedding at all.
No, you don't think so?
Oh, God, no. There's no fucking way. I know that was sarcastic, but dude, let me give you a serious answer. No. Especially after the whole, hey, it's Mr. Steal Your Girl. Oh, it's Jim. Blah, blah, ha, 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 ha. We all think that's funny. Oh, you don't think that's funny? That's a fucking shame. Fuck yourselves.
I still love you, Dan.
I love myself, too. Well, no, I don't. That's a lie.
There was this one moment during the bloopers episode when I was like, is this the cry for help from Netflix and Swill?
Was it the Make-A-Wish? Because, dude, that's our favorite clip ever. That's our favorite fucking clip ever. Because it's just like, okay, it's like, it's 11-11 Make-A-Wish, and we're both like, and the audio doesn't reflect, but in actual time, we both said it at the exact same time, like with Skype delay. We said, I wish I was dead. So that's why we start laughing. It's because we said it at the exact same time as on Skype time.
And now we'll review an aging Charles Bronson sit in Death Wish 5. I wish I was dead.
Oh my god. You didn't eat that sausage?
You're not getting to know what he is, eh? Fucking Christ. All right.
Sorry.
On the rails here.
Am I still recording all this? Yes, I am. Okay, yep. Everything's fine.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh. All All right, and as we discussed earlier on the show, Dan, we are going to have a number of changes coming to the Epic Film Guys podcast in the new year. And the first of these changes is a little Christmas present. I got so much gas from this fucking beer, and it keeps interrupting me every fucking other sentence. It's pissing me off. Fuck.
Are you Rick? Have you become Rick?
Aw, bitch. You can run, but you can't hide, bitch.
Bitch. Oh, I guess you can run, but you can't hide. Remember when Wendy Malick was his wife? If you want to know the stupid fucking talent that I have, it's that I'm able to pick out voice actors like they're fucking nothing. Like, I've heard every voice actor, I'm like, that's that person, that's that person, that's that person. It's like, it's fucking insane. Of course, voice actor needs to be remotely famous, and I'll know them.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Let me out. What you see is not the same person as me. My life's a lie. I'm not who you're looking at. Oh my god.
Hey guys, check this out. It's my Rick dance. Let me out. Let me out. This is not a dance. I'm begging for help. I'm screaming for help. Please, someone let me out. Dude, I'm so glad I got the Blu-rays for that fucking series. Also, real quick aside, this is a criticism towards everything that isn't Rick and Morty. I really appreciate Rick and Morty, like, and specifically those characters, kind of like stumbling over their words, because, you know, normal people do that, as I've noticed. Like, people don't always come up with coherent thoughts at the beginning of their sentences, but then eventually formulate it as they go on. But, like, when you're watching TV and movies, it's like everyone knows the perfect thing to say at the perfect time with perfect rhythm. It's just, like, not realistic. But Rick and Morty, when they fucking talk, it's just like, all right, they're going to stumble over their words. They're going to be, like, idiots. Like,
hey, Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hi. Hi.
You're a piece of shit, and I can prove it mathematically.
Actually, this has been coming for a long time now. Changes! You need to do the changes to the fucking show. Stop burping. Stop Rick and Mortying. Fucking do this.
Our next story is about a dad who really fucked up.
No! This isn't part of the deal.
It's called Honey, I Killed Our Son.
Remember when we did that? We it was actually like our first episode. Our first episode using the new bumpers. It was like, I forget what fucking movie it was, but it was actually like apt. Like, Caleb's like, our first story is about a dad who really fucked up, and I just start laughing because I'm like, holy shit, it is about a dad who really fucked up. Hold on, let me look really quick. Was it Avalanche Sharks, or was it Alien Abduction? I think it was Alien Abduction. Whatever, I don't care. Please, for the love of God, I work tomorrow. Please get this done.
Changes,
go.
All right, and Dan, we do have, as we mentioned earlier in the show, a number of changes coming to the Epic Film Guys podcast for 2017. And the first of these changes is a nice little Christmas present that I decided to get for the show. Thanks to our amazing, amazing sponsors, like yourself, actually, so thank you very, very much for contributing. I'm saying goodbye to Blue. You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy. That's right.
Can we kill the Blue in some KY jelly wrestling? Is that how we're going to kill it?
Yes. Oh, but yeah, the old Blue Yeti, which Justin bought for me as a gift ages and ages ago. I've had this thing since maybe episode like 10 or 12, somewhere around there.
Yeah, whenever the quality got good, that's when you had it.
Yeah, very, very early on in the run. But we've actually got some events planned out, especially around the 100th episode of the show, which, if you really feel like looking at a calendar and mapping out our episodes, because we release weekly, you can kind of figure out when our 100th episode is going to land.
What episode is this?
Oh, God, he's going to do the math right here on the show. Anyway.
Damn it. Podbean. Quick. Podbean. Help me. You're my only hope. Star Wars.
Stop looking at me like that and actually help me. Help me. Help me. I'm going to die. Tiny Rick. Get your shit together, Dan. Get it all together. Put it together. Put it in a backpack. 89, 90,
91. 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. May 25th. It's the 100th episode. Unless my math is off and it is.
This week's episode will be 78.
Right.
So.
78, 79, 80. 80 is the 12th of January. 81, 82, 83, 84. 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Oh, it's the fucking 1st of June. Isn't it?
Yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah!
Yeah, we have some very special events planned, including our 100th episode, which, as Dan just did here during this blooper I'm going to cut out, it counted out the episodes to figure out exactly where episode 100 is going to land. So if you can figure out what's going to open at the time that episode 100 is going to land, you can figure out maybe what we're going to do.
Quick, Google.
But we just need some better microphones. So I actually went on Amazon today and I dropped a little bit of money and got some ATR 2100s. Got a pair of them for myself and Justin, plus some windscreens. We've already got the pop filters. I've already got the boom stand. I don't think Justin bought a boom yet, but he needs to get on that and buy a boom. But
I got it. You're gonna be doing this specifically for Captain Underpants. I'm not fucking kidding. That's a real thing that's releasing on June 2nd.
Wow. I just got a Skype link.
I'm not kidding. That I can't believe that. I can't fucking believe that.
Stop
dude.
Looking at me like that and actually help me. Help me. Help me. I'm gonna die.
Oh wait, it's actually Baywatch, isn't it? You're doing it for Baywatch.
No, but why doesn't it have?
Wonder Woman is right below that, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I fucking hate you so much. You're like, why am I friends with you? Like, my fucking intelligence is fucking insulted when I'm near you. God damn it.
What the fuck is Captain Underpants? Now I'm curious.
Have you never heard of Captain Underpants?
No.
I've never read it, but it's a popular, like, middle school kid book.
It has a character called Professor Poopy Pants.
Yeah.
Ooh wee.
This Poopy Pants is hungry. No, dude. Like he. It was a popular book at least when I was in high. It was like not high school, middle school. But like I can't. I guess it makes sense. But I can't believe it's so popular. Huh. Okay, sorry. I'm done ruining the show. Sorry.
All right. Yep. We're going to have some special events coming up in 2016 and
2017. Future.
So much.
We're getting past a shit-tastic year and we're moving to the future, Nick.
Oh my god. We're going to have some special events coming up in 2017, and we just needed an equipment upgrade, especially right around the time for episode 100. So We've got some special events, as I said, and we needed some new microphones, so I dropped a little bit of money today. Picked up a couple of ATR 2100s. Now, these are actually dynamic microphone, not like the condenser microphones that the Blue is. And the Blue, I have worked this thing as I whack my fucking boom stand. I have worked this thing to get an audio quality that I'm very, very happy with, and I've been able to work with Justin to get his audio to a level I'm very, very happy with. But if we're going to be recording live events, especially, spoiler alert, then we're going to need a microphone that's really going to be powerful. And
we need a microphone that's really going to be powerful. I got you.
I fucking quit.
Oh my God. Taking over. New Epic Film Guy Nick right here.
Yep. We're going to need microphones that don't love background noise quite as much as the Blue does, because as great as this microphone is, it is a giant fucking whore for everything in terms of audio. So, yeah. We needed just a little bit different equipment. I've been really dying to get my hands on these. Plus, we're also going to need a mixer when we're in the field, and you can't use USB microphones with a mixer. You got to have the XLR plugins, and the ATRs have both. So I'm really, really looking forward to this upgrade. I really think it's just going to take our sound quality to the next level. And like I said, this is all thanks to the amazing, amazing sponsors that we have on this show, of which Dan is absolutely one, and you've been a sponsor of ours literally since the beginning. I think you were the first one, actually, that pitched us some money. And, you know, it was absolutely fantastic for you to just pay us for what we love to do. So we definitely appreciate that. But yeah, thanks to you and all of our sponsors, you know, we just saved up money, and like I said, the show is buying its own equipment, the show is paying for its own hosting, and that's more than I could have ever asked for when we started doing this show. So I absolutely love each and every one of our sponsors for that, and every one of our listeners too, because the popularity of the show just continues to grow. We continue to pick up more and more dedicated listeners, and Justin and I know we're talking about this yesterday. We're going to start reaching out to a lot of different breweries. We're actually going to be doing something for Breckenridge Brewery here. A PR firm for them actually reached out to us to promo Breckenridge's beer on our show, which we're going to do, and they've already sent us a gift pack. I got this cool wooden six-pack tote. We got a bumper sticker. We got this ornament. It's actually a Christmas ornament that's made of glass, and it's full of fresh hops. Just fresh hops. You take the top off of it, and you just get that pungent, piney aroma from the hops. It's so amazing. So they already sent us...
Pungent.
Yes.
Stings the nostrils.
They sent us that absolutely wonderful gift pack. I'm so thrilled that they did that. And like I said, they're going to be sending us the beer to actually try on the show. And so we're going to be reaching out, and we're going to be seeing if we can do some more stuff like that. We're going to be doing more live events. We're going to be just doing a lot more fun. Speaking of more fun, Dan was very, very good enough to join me on the show this evening, but we're going to be joining up forces. But we're going to be joining forces with Netflix and Swill in the month of January. Now, this is something we talked about back in November. Unfortunately, scheduling fell through, and we couldn't put it together. But the host swap is now going to happen. It's actually going to be the middle of January. So this is going to be the episode that comes out on the 17th of January for Netflix and Swill.
Mm-hmm.
And the 19th of January for the Epic Film Guys. Dan is going to be joining me here again on the show. And
so I hope you guys fucking like this, because you're going to get this again. Just absolute fucking nonsense the whole time.
Oh, my God. I'm uploading the second piece of this as a blooper. Just the whole thing, I'm uploading it for subscribers. Oh, it's so fucking good. It's hilarious. But yeah, I'm going to upload this whole thing, and...
Which means fucking subscribe, everybody. You can donate $1 to the Epic Film Guys so they can go do cool shit. Fucking donate $1. You have $1 to spend every month. You fucking put it on, I don't know, a McGriddle. Like, oh, the fucking McGriddle is garbage.
McGriddle.
Fuck the McGriddle. I know the Hopester is like, oh, I'm the guy here from New Jersey who kind of sounds like a fucking asshole the whole time, and I drink PBR and I eat McDonald's.
He doesn't kind of sound like an asshole the whole time.
Okay, I'm sorry. I sound like an asshole. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Blick Blaskins. I want you to understand something. I like McDonald's, and the fucking McGriddle is bullshit. Don't eat the McGriddle. Pay a dollar to these people so I can get alcohol and possibly get some Mr. Boston in the fucking area here.
Oh, my God.
I hope you like my hopes.
I totally lost my fucking train of thought there. That...
supporting. Sponsor episode because of bloopers.
No, before that.
Live events. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Oh. All right, hang on.
Read through your notes and tell me things.
Notes. I'll remember. That's funny.
Damn it, Nick.
I'm actually going to be uploading this entire piece that we did for the second thing here, because it's literally just been bloopers after bloopers after bloopers. There's so little usable audio from this, it's crazy. it's nuts, but yeah. So that week in July, motherfucker.
So that week in January.
Yeah. So that week in January, Caleb will have Justin over on Netflix and Swill. I believe the plan is to talk about some horror movies that are on Netflix, get him into What's Your Swill. He can probably buy some PBR and the Hobster can show up. And Dan will be joining us on the Epic Film Guys podcast. I don't know what we'll be doing exactly just yet. I'll get in touch with Dan a little bit closer to that date.
I'm right here. What are you talking about?
No, fuck you. I don't want to talk to you about it right now. but I'm right here.
But I'm literally here.
How did I get here?
just stay away from that coffee machine, Nick. Just keep away from the coffee. Keep out of that personal space of the coffee machine. let's mix some clips here.
And not only that, but we've also got more crossover opportunities planned, and we're actually really, really spearing for one per month. So if you're a show and you want to be on the Epic Film Guys podcast, you want to do a crossover with us, and actually, not even a crossover, I'm a bigger fan of doing more unique kind of stuff, not just having people on as guests, but really doing something kind of unique, you know, like the host swap idea, I think is a really cool idea, and the mashup idea like we did ages ago with the Classy Little Podcast for Oscar season last year, I love that. We recorded the same raw audio, and Emily took one set of it, I took the other set, and we edited two completely different shows out of it. Yeah, there were a lot of similar parts, because of course, it's the same audio, but you add all your own flares to it, your different music, your intros, your outros, and it really ends up being two different shows. I really, really loved that. I really think it turned out absolutely fantastic. And so we want to spearhead more of that. So if you want to be on a crossover with the Epic Film Guys, let us know. Get at us on Twitter. Get at us on Facebook. Movie Pod Squad. I know there's a bunch of you guys that are definitely going to be down for this. So absolutely let us know. We're, of course, definitely going to be
looking
forward.
And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Aww.
Bitch.
But yeah, to go along.
I'm sorry. I keep doing this because you keep giving me references, and I'm just like, I gotta take this. I gotta go with it.
But to go along with that, you know, we're also going to be spearheading new content. We've got, of course, Epic Film Guys Spotlight will be premiering in the month of January with Martin Scorsese's The Departed. Hopefully we'll have had a chance to see Silence by then, so maybe we can make that part of the same episode. Who knows? I know Justin can't even get it down there where he is, so my chances of getting it are fucking, like, flung way out the window at this point. But, you know, we're looking forward to that. The featured actor segment will continue on into the future. The poll's up right now, and Dan, much to my dismay, Patrick Swayze is currently in the lead by some 5 or 6 votes, I believe. So please, for the love of God, you're only going to do this to yourselves, okay? Because I hate Patrick Swayze, and I'm going to fucking tear into him every single episode, and Justin's going to get all pissy with me every time I do it, but I don't care.
I don't think everyone understands. When Nick says he hates Patrick Swayze, he fucking hates this guy. God, if you want an enjoyable show throughout the entire thing...
He really is.
If you want an enjoyable show throughout the entire episode, don't vote Patrick Swayze. I'm not fucking kidding.
Unless you love Lance.
I don't want Patrick Swayze on the show because of the fact that it will be a less enjoyable show. I'm being completely serious here. Nick fucking hates this guy. Okay? Nick fucking hates this guy and will bash him.
as much as he bashes Bill Sutton on a daily fucking basis.
Oh my god.
Do not vote Patrick Swayze. I'm not fucking kidding.
But yeah, we're going to be doing that. And just so many more little things like that. Just keep your ears tuned to the Epic Film Guys podcast as we steamroll toward episode 100. We've got so June many 1st. Great surprises coming up this year. It's going to be just absolutely fantastic. So please stick with us. And with that, Dan, we're going to go ahead and jump into one more quick promo break. Then we'll be back with the final clip for our featured actor for the month of December, Mr. Robin Williams. And then we'll just come back and end the show.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. Oh, stop. My God. How much fucking audio is that? Like 36 minutes and like 6 minutes of it is usable. We'll be right back.